This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Tom, let's start with the Indians, soon to be the Guardians. Can't win situation. They ripped off the Band-Aid. There's a new name. Thoughts?
It seemed to take a lot of people by surprise, didn't it? You know, we knew it was coming. I do think the timing was a little bit curious on the announcement. You know, the name's kind of growing on me a little bit. You know, as I asked Paul Dolan the other day, you know, aren't they always going to be Indians in your heart? And I think that's the way a lot of people of at least my generation probably should think of it. I mean, you know, Bob Feller will always be an Indian. Jim Thome will always be an Indian. So those memories will never fade. It's now about a new chapter. It's about a new generation. I think, you know, obviously people feel the way they do about whether or not they should have changed the name. Some people feel like they caved and gave in to a minority of people. But, you know, there were some people that were offended by it. And I think when that's the case, you should at least have a conversation and you should think about making change. And I think, you know, at least in Paul Dolan's mind, that they have done the right thing. And it's time to move on. You know, the logos didn't exactly grab me right away. I do like the C, you know, kind of evolved the block C with a little bump on top. And I like the tie-in with the Guardians is pretty cool, and it seems to be a very Cleveland thing. And I think we always hear about people talking about defend the land and things like that. And Guardian seems to fit in a way. I guess it's maybe not as creative as a lot of people would have liked, but, you know, they kept the colors. And, you know, I think we'll move on, and I think people will – either grow to hate it or learn to accept it pretty quickly.
Like I said, if they win the World Series, everyone will be buying Guardians T-shirts. But you said something interesting, Tom, the timing of it. Like, I just kind of feel like it was just, why wouldn't you have your merchandise ready to roll? That was part of it. But what was your thought there?
You know, I still really don't know, Andy. What I did wish during the whole process is that I wish they had been a little bit more transparent in terms of what they were dealing with in trying to get this thing done and all the hurdles that they were running into in terms of, from a legal standpoint, whether it's trademark or brand clearance or anything like that. We did find out yesterday that they only got legal sign-off on the name Guardians the night before they announced it. So there were a lot of things here behind the scenes that we really weren't privy to. And I think the team, had they been a little bit more transparent, not only with the fan base but with the media, I think people might have accepted it and understood it a lot better. I think when you had a name like the Spiders, you know, from what I understand, they ran into legal obstacles everywhere they turned, whether it was with Marvel and Spider-Man or, you know, Spider outerwear or Spider motorcycles. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that you have to keep in mind there when you're talking about, you know, licensing and trademarks and all those kinds of things. So in terms of the timing, you know, I think there's also the component of, you know, who knows what's going on behind the scenes as well as in terms of a minority ownership group. And I don't know if that then played into why this had to be done now. You know, I had expected it to go through the season and then we would have some kind of announcement and then they would finish the season as the Indians. Well, it's going to be that, but there's going to be obviously a transition here as we get into September and October. So, yeah, a little bit puzzling, Andy, but I also think there are some things going on behind the scenes that we just didn't really know about.
Tom Withers joining us. We just kicked around the idea of, with the trade deadline coming up, best asset might be Jose Ramirez, I would think, to trade somebody. And nobody likes the idea.
Yeah.
But Tom, a gentleman sent me an email and I thought made a really valid point. He said, do you think they're going to spend more money next year? And if they don't, would it be a wasted year of Jose Ramirez? And should you just go for the big rebuild right now? And Mark Feinsand was on earlier with us. He mentioned Jose Ramirez in Seattle. They have some good young prospects. Man, it's a tough decision to make. I would expect something small to happen. I don't expect Jose to be traded. I don't want him to be traded. But it's an interesting thought here.
No, I agree with you, Jeff, and I agree with Mark as well. And I think it is something they have to consider very seriously. And we've seen big trades in the past with this team, whether it's Bartolo Colon or Cliff Lee or CeCe Sabathia or Francisco Lindor just a few months ago. So, yeah, Ramirez is your top asset, or, you know, other than Shane Bieber. And you know, that's a whole other discussion as to what the Indians are going to do with Bieber for the rest of this year should they completely fall out of contention. So, listen, Ramirez would get you back. And, listen, he's under control for another couple of years, which is what's enticing and appealing to him, not only from the Indian standpoint, but to other teams. If you could get a haul of top prospects from another organization, I think you have to consider it, Jeff. I think that's the way you build. That's what happens in baseball. This is how it works, especially when you have an organization like the Indians currently are that don't have a ton of money to spend. You've got to be creative. And if that means, you know, getting rid of one of your best players to get a bunch of young guys back that you would have not only contractual control of, but potentially all-star caliber players if they are, in fact, top prospects, then, yeah, you got to think about that. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens here over the next couple of days, and that's why I thought this weekend was very important for the Indians, and I think, you know, even the next couple of days coming up are as well. They're treading water. They're barely keeping their heads above the waterline right now. So it's going to be a fascinating few days. We got a big week here, boys. We got the Browns coming, you know, starting on Wednesday, NBA draft on Thursday, and the trade deadline on Friday. So buckle up.
It's going to be crazy. I want to ask you this too, because I know we have other stuff we want to talk about with you. As a guy who's covered as many Olympics as you have, you're watching from a distance right now. I'm just wondering your thoughts, because it doesn't feel right. I'll be honest. And I did a poll this morning on our listeners, you know, 50% of them said they didn't watch any Olympics this weekend.
Yeah, it's been different for me watching the Olympics from afar. It's you know, I think they got a lot of things, obviously, Andy, working against them here. Not only the state of the world right now and the pandemic and the fact that that COVID-19 is kind of raging somewhat out of control in Japan, and obviously the no fans really, you know, dips into whatever Olympic spirit is generated under normal circumstances. I think the time delay is a huge factor here as well. And the storylines maybe aren't as, you know, what people were hoping for or what people wanted to attach to. You know, the basketball team losing yesterday is not good for TV ratings going forward. And, you know, there's a lot of focus on the gymnastics, and rightly so. You know, Biles is a, you know, once in a generation, if not several generations type of athlete, and she's great to watch. And I enjoyed watching some of the swimming that was on live last night. But again, you know, unless you're going to shut down your phone and not listen or look at what's going on during the day, a lot of this is spoiler alert by the time you get to tune in at night. So, yeah, it's been difficult for me to watch in some ways, only because I miss being there and I miss being a part of it. But this is a very unique year. Maybe it's just everybody's just kind of burned out on it a little bit too, Andy. Sure. I'm not exactly sure why the ratings would be as low as they are. And, you know, maybe they'll uptick a little bit. But I think there's also, you got to remember, there's a whole lot of other things going on right now too. So, you know, the TV viewers got other things to watch. And with all the streaming services, you can do whatever you want anymore. So maybe that plays into it a little bit as well.
Tom Withers joining us. You mentioned Browns training camp. That's starting. It's usually slow. It should be uneventful this year. Keep your fingers crossed. But on Thursday, the NBA draft is happening. The Cavaliers, for the first time in 4 years now, Tom, moving up a little bit in the lottery instead of back.
Yeah.
And it puts him in a spot to get from everything that you read, one of the top three guys in this draft.
Right.
And it's not going to be Cunningham, you wouldn't think. It's not going to be Jalen Green from a lot of things you read with him going to Houston. It could be Evan Mobley, a seven-footer who says he wants to be a generational type of talent and has a lot of different skills. What are you expecting from the Cavs on Thursday night?
Yeah, they're sitting in a great spot, Jeff, and we've talked about this before. That's why that draft lottery was so huge for them, right? They didn't move back. They, you know, they're going to get a core player, which is all you can hope for at this point. And I do know that they've worked a bunch of these guys out, and they like several of them. But it seems like Mobley would be such a good fit. I mean, he's a big two-way player, and those don't fall off of trees. And I think there's a way that, you know, while they struggled to put, you know, Jared Allen and Andre Drummond on the floor together, I think there's a way to get Evan Mobley and Allen out there together just based on all the other things that Mobley does. And he's still a young kid. I mean, he's only 20 years old. He only had the 1 year at USC. But from what I've heard, you know, he's a good kid. He would fit in well with their culture. I'd love to see him paired with Darius Garland. I think that would really be, you know, quite a tandem, not necessarily, you know, just from the standpoint of a guard, you know, a playmaking guard who could find a big man and really get to use him. They're in a great spot, Jeff. You know, it's been a long time coming.
Any movement? I can't see. We talked earlier today about Houston wanting to trade with Detroit. I don't know how can you imagine if Cade Cunningham fell to the Cavs at three?
Yeah, I think there'll be some movement. Obviously, guys, as you know, something's going to happen that we're not expecting within the top 10 probably. Yeah. It just seems to me like, in terms of the Pistons, Cunningham was just like a slam dunk pick. And, you know, that's a franchise that, you know, for all the Cavs problems, the Pistons have been struggling, you know, just as much. You know, they've done their due diligence from what I understand. You know, they've taken a look at Jalen Green, and, you know, there's some intrigue about Jalen Suggs and what he can bring. You know, that kid's got a whole bunch of intangibles that could make any franchise better. So, unless Detroit gets blown away, I expect them to sit there. You know, I think it's interesting to think about, though, potentially, you know, we talked about what the Indians might do. You know, could the Cavs put together a package that, you know, might include Colin Sexton to make another move and potentially get back another top guy that they like on top of the number three pick? That's always possible. You know, I've heard some people kicking around the idea that if Mobley does come here, you know, would the Cavs be willing to pay both Sexton and Allen going forward? You know, that's a conversation that I'm sure is having to take place. So, listen, this is what GMs do. I tell you guys all the time. This is what GMs and presidents of basketball and baseball and football operations do, man. They're calling each other up right now saying, hey, we like so-and-so, or who do you like, and what's it going to take?
Heavily involved in trade rumors, Tom, according to national reports. And as you just said, that's what Kobe Altman's supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah.
Making those calls.
Oh, absolutely. You know he's doing it at this moment. I mean, and rumors are just rumors, Jeff and Andy. You guys know that. I mean, this is always silly season, whether we're leading up to the NBA draft or the NFL draft or whatever, or the trade deadline for that matter. So we're going to hear a lot of things over the next couple of days. You know, I always warn people if somebody didn't put their name on it, you know, be wary of the information that you're getting. So I think it's going to be an interesting couple of days, and I'm looking forward to it.
Have we gone Browns yet? I just want to make sure. I can't.
Go.
We've gone. Just your thoughts going into this camp. What are the top priorities for the Browns going into?
Well, I think top priority's got to be health. You know, much like it has been over the last year. You know, I think it was hard to hear about, you know, JOK having the, you know, whether it was a positive test or whatever the case may be. It just, you know, writing that story yesterday seemed to take me back to last year. And as you guys know, and as fans know, the Browns were one of the hardest hit teams by the coronavirus last year. So I think health is obviously a priority. You know, I'll be interested to see. And of course, Odell Beckham didn't give us much insight yesterday as to how ready he's going to be. I did talk to Baker Mayfield last week about OBJ, and he feels like he's going to be good to go. It'll just be interesting to see. As he said yesterday, he's running his own race here, so it won't surprise me to see him, you know, potentially give him some days off, you know, kind of ease him in. What's the rush, right? And I think that's another fascinating thing about this camp, guys, and about this season, is that they're playing 17 games for the first time. They're also only going to be playing three exhibition games, so it's really imperative for Coach Stefanski and for coaches around the league to figure out, you know, what's what's best for our team in the long run, you know, taking care of these guys and their bodies and giving them time off. You know, we won't see as much contact, you know, just like the last couple of years as we've seen in NFL training camps in the past. So I think it's going to be, you know, health is a priority, obviously. And then, you know, for me, you know, one of the big battles is going to be, you know, locking in on Greg Newsome the second and Greedy Williams in that battle to be the opposite corner from Denzel Ward. So a lot of things to look at, you know, getting this new defense up to speed. You know, Joe Woods has got a lot of work to do. Natalie got a lot of new faces and getting them communicating, but you got to get ready for the Kansas City Chiefs, though, by the way, in week one. So plenty to do. Should be a good time.
Tom, thank you very much. Busy week. We appreciate you making time for us.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Withers, Associated Press, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.